Republicans in the Massachusetts Senate want to reimburse cities and towns for the state-mandated costs of last year's early voting program. Early voting in the 2016 election in Massachusetts cost the state's municipalities an estimated $720,000 in expenses mandated by the state. Republican State Senator Don Humison of Westfield said legislation that's to be filed this week by the Senate's minority party will allow cities and towns to seek some financial assurance following the introduction of early voting.
Now that the program has been implemented and it was successful and we have got a little bit of time to look back on it, I think it's a good idea that our caucus files this bill.
Humison said he expects there will be bipartisan support for the bill that would provide the state with the legal mechanism to reimburse cities and towns for early voting costs.
It is an appropriation. There is a cost, but it's a cost for some direct service that actually makes people happy. It's more convenient for them. It's a lot easier in some cases for folks to vote on a different day or a different time than the actual election day.
The 2016 election was the first time in Massachusetts that voters could cast ballots in person before election day. More than 1 million people, roughly a quarter of the state's registered voters, cast their ballots during the 11-day early voting period. Early voting was part of an election reform law enacted in 2014.
Well, I think there was an assumption that there would be more costs. Obviously, you're expanding services. You're making it go from one day to, in many cases, 2 weeks or more. So, but I don't remember there being, as part of the debate, somebody saying, hey, let's pay for the cost.
State Auditor Suzanne Bump, a Democrat, in a report issued last month, concluded the procedures the state required cities and towns to follow for early voting imposed an unfunded mandate on local governments.
Because this was a new requirement, because providing private space that was staffed to ensure privacy was a new expense, it is required to be paid for by the state.
The auditor's report opens the door for local governments to seek legislative changes to the early voting law that includes state funding to cover the mandated expenses.
I think that originally the legislature thought that they really weren't imposing mandates that would cause communities to incur costs. But we found that was not the case.
Based on a survey of local officials, Bump's office estimated that in total, municipalities spent almost $720,000 to satisfy the state law's requirements for early voting. Municipalities spent an additional $1.2 million to go over and above the requirements of the early voting law by providing additional voting locations, night and weekend hours, and advertising. Secretary of State Bill Galvin's office made small grants available to cover some of the extra expenses. Early voting will be available for the 2018 election in Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.